Now at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, count them, two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990, and why the heck not? Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, coming up in around about 50-odd minutes. You know, pretty close to the midnight hour. Don't make me do math. It'll be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. But there's so much to do in the meantime. You know, I took a little nappy nap before the show, and I woke up before the alarm went off, but I totally thought I missed the alarm, and I got all freaked out, jumped up, which is hard to do with a cat on you, too. But I did it, and I'm here. And just like everything else in life right now, I'm going this way, I'm going that way. I'm just at a loss because somebody decided to shake me up right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Well, my shake-em-up baby, the best jug plug in town. Upside down. Well, she can shake like a monkey, shake a
driving me insane. You make my pulse beat fast, my heart beats slow. You give me shock, pretty baby, don't you know? Even when I see you walking down the street, it makes chills run through me from my head to my feet. You got that tender touch when you hold my hand. I just feel so much. You give me shock. It makes chills run through me from my head to my feet. You got that tender touch when you hold my hand. I just feel so much. You give me shock, 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 baby. When you call my name, you give me shock. Baby, driving me insane. You make my pulse beat fast, my heart beats slow. You give me shock, pretty baby, don't you know?
In his workshop one day, singing and working in his usual way, but a knock came at his door, and much to his surprise, stood a funny little guy there, very large set eye. His face was green, and from its head there grew a great big horn. Mr. Brown could not believe that such a thing was born. Mr. Brown asked, "What's your name and what may be your race?"
"I'm the purple peeper eater, son, and I'm from outer space."
"I've heard that song they sing about your purple people eater, Dan. I must admit that until now I thought he was a fan. Visit here has changed my mind, and why are you so sad?"
"I'm the purple peeper eater, son, I'm looking for my dad."
"Don't you have some playmates from where you might have come? Every little child on earth, I know that they have some. If it's toys or dolls you need, just let me know, young man."
"All I want is daddy back up on a faraway land."
"I'll build a rocket ship for you and dad fly in space. It will take you back to the purple people leader's race. But do return sometime next year. Your visit I've enjoyed. And Dad, next time you visit Earth,
bring your baby boy."
Someday Recipe for great morning radio.
Wankers, left-wing radical.
The Bob Francis Show, thanks to GIO Financial Planning Services.
IAA, your official Commonwealth game station.
Two lines available. Talk to me. Hi, Stephen.
Yeah,
little commo bastards out there trying to drag kids out of school, and they're blaming Pauline Hanson. Get off the line.
I agree with what Pauline Hanson says. If people come out here from other countries and they want to carry on, buzz them off back there where they come from.
Get nicked.
Please ring.
Get nicked.
Please ring.
I detest these people with earrings in their bloody noses and bare feet and green hair and blue hair. The slime bags of the state. Slime bags of the state.
But you never get a
most journos are lefties anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why I'm happy to be a righty.
The Bob Francis Show.
These people, I can't stand. Bloody left-wing radical pricks of the world who... I must remind you guys, greatest load of crap you've ever seen in your life. Oh, 5 minutes to 12.
Yeah. Can you tell me why you're voting for me?
Because I'm sick to death of the Liberal Party, the Labour Party.
Tell me why you're voting for her. There's got to be a reason, mate. Bob, tell me
what
One Nation is going to do for you financially or for your family's kids,
mate,
in the future.
I don't give a stuff. Piss off. Don't take this new batch because it's too pure and you might overdose. Bugger them.
Okay, Bob.
Thank you, mate. Let them overdose. Who cares?
This is my view relating to the Aborigines and their ownership of Australia.
Why don't we give them a bloody overdose?
I think that all so-called white Australians who have toiled and sweated for many long years for build up Australia are the rightful owners. It does not matter whether the Aborigines came first.
Well, the bottom line is people can own what they like. All they got to do is go and buy it.
I'm happy to be a righty, dickhead. I'm happy to be a righty, dickhead, dickhead. I'm happy to be a righty, dickhead. I'm happy to be a righty, dickhead, wankers.
Just catch yourself doing the Jodsworth? It's been known to happen. You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I hope our Ambassador Feelgood is doing the Jodsworth right now. I don't know if he is. I don't know if he's out seeing Chandler Travis along with our associate producer and valet when Chandler is not using him, but of course he is tonight, Fred Bogue. But I sure hope he is. Thank you to all you listeners, that's you, the listeners, for being here tonight, playing along with us over at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group, and generally just being good sports about everything. You do so much of that. If you happen to be in the Medford area, know that the Tufts University Art Gallery is presenting 3 temporary exhibits for spring 2017, running through May 21st. One of the interesting ones in the mix is called Floating Artifacts. It examines life cycles of ocean debris from ancient organisms to fossil fuel at the base of the ocean to quickly manufactured plastic toys and tools on land and back to the ocean as floating fragments of our contemporary lives. The gallery is located in the Campus Arts Center at 40 Talbert Avenue. On the Medford campus of Tufts University. For more information, you can give them a call at 617-627-3518. That's a public service message from WMFO, by the way. So much more to get to tonight, as usual, in the run-up to the radio obituaries tonight. I do think still think that we should have a pool for real money to guess the number of obits for the year. I really think we should. Because I'm still, you know, because I took a week off and then I did a week of, you know, long obits and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I'm still pretty behind. I mean, I'm not as far behind as I was. As how could I be? But I, you know, there's a lot. There's a lot. And I don't know how much of it is that there's more and how much of it is that I had to take a few weeks off. I just don't know. I don't know. So I have no idea how many obits we're going to get to, and wouldn't it be good to put some money on that? Call me crazy. Call me crazy. Crazy. Anyway, let's get back to it with the Flesh Tones right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Oh! could be.
Sometimes he prays of the park. Still, the guy plays on my heartstring. A serenade to a chick.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm a little fool.
Yeah.
I'm sure that it wouldn't work. So I'll pour my heart out by singing a serenade to a.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to talk to me like that.
Shut up.
like a suddenly strike to go forget. I strike a manganese's twigs, line it with fur and lichen, line it with fur and lichen, you saw some.
Dilly Dally, bought me a comb and a package of Sin Sin. begin to shake them up and let them roll again. Met her at the Crystal Palace, told me that her name was Alice. I just lied and said my name was Clear. I squeezed her and she started screaming. Turned out that her name was Herman. Shake them up and let them roll again. Shake them up, let them roll. Got a woman with a lot of soul. Shake them up and let them roll. Won't at reading lonely, looking for my one and only. Call this number evenings after ten. Got there just in time for dinner. She can't cook, but she's a winner. Shake 'em up and let 'em roll again. Shake 'em up, let 'em roll. Got a woman with a lot of soul. Shake 'em up and let 'em roll.
Rock and shock, skull and roll. Rock and shock, skull and roll. the skeleton in the moonlight. Saw a monster, what a sight. Well, rock and shock, rock and roll. Rock and shock, skull and roll. Rock and shock, skull and roll. Guaranteed to knock your soul. Well, rock and shock, skull and roll. Rock and shock, skull and roll. Rock and shock, skull and roll. Guaranteed to shake your soul.
Lucky I remember my name. And you know something? I didn't even think about that I'm 90 years old. My daughter came over and she had a party for me. It was somewhere along where they rent out a place. They had a load of people there, and I said, "What's this about?" And she said, "Mom, you're 90 years old today." She said it just as loud as she could, and everybody was clapping. I said, "Did you have to say that so loud?" I forgot all about my age. I knew I was going to be 90 sometime, but I didn't know it was that night.
I sure was sold, but that gal, she did me dirty. Left me standing in the cold, and I shook. Well, I've been shaking all day, and I feel mighty happy when I don't feel this way. Once I tried to do with baby what she told me she forbid. She said her dad is a copper, and I'll tell him what you did. And I shook. Well, I've been shaking all day, and I feel mighty happy when I don't feel this way.
It was in the dead of winter when my overcoat she sold,
and the clothes my baby left me, they were tattered, they were old.
And I shook.
Oh, darling, yes.
And I've been shaking all day.
Ooh, my, feel mighty happy when I don't feel this way.
Late one night while I was sleeping, baby woke me up and said,
"There's a burglar in this house."
And I crawled beneath the bed.
And I shook.
Yes, I shook.
And I've been shaking all day.
Ooh, come close. Me up, and I'll feel mighty happy when I don't feel this way. When my baby and her daddy took me to that preacher man, he said, "Son, this is forever." Put that ring up on her hand, and I shook. Well, I've been shaking all day. Well, I'll feel mighty happy, Lord, when I don't feel this way.
Ooh-wee, ooh-wee, it's cold out here.
Baby, it's cold out here.
He's not so good in a crowd, but when you get him alone, you'd be surprised. Isn't much at a dance, but then when he takes you home, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover. He's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He's such a delicate thing, but when he starts in the squeeze, you'd be surprised. He doesn't look very strong, but when you sit on his knee, you'd be surprised. At a party or at a ball, I've got to admit, He's nothing at all, but in a Morris chair, you'd be surprised. Doesn't look like much of a lover. Don't judge a book by its cover, 'cause he's got the face of an angel, but there's a devil in his eye. He doesn't say very much, but when he starts in to speak, you'd be surprised. He's not so good at the start, but at the end of the week, you would be surprised. On a streetcar or in a train, you'd think he was born without any brain, but in a taxi cab, and when he starts to cry, said a taxi cab, you'd be surprised. This one's a real danger.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. It is just about time for us to get ready to do the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we get started, though, you know we want to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. And then we want to thank Vince over at themusicsover.com for everything he does. Which, speaking of which, you know, today was Record Store Day, and for us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank, some of you may recall that we used to put out some little records on occasion. And I want to thank everybody for, you know, sharing in that success that we had and putting it out there.